concerned about the well-being of humankind as a result of the disastrous impact of climate change, our association members from different countries in Africa organized and hosted the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live video conference in the largest city and capital of Togo, the city of Lomé, on May 9, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor and shared her insights on the issue. Approximately 2,000 participants from all walks of life attended the conference, including important personages such as Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, Secretary to the Presidency, Mr. Leandre Gebenyeji, Representative of the Mayor of Lomé, Mr. Kwabina Owusu Akimpong, Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, Thomas Took, representative of the Cameroon community, Dr. Kwasi Ofe Agyemong, the much-respected vegan naturopath, and Togo's famous singer, Vanessa Woro. The Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet was broadcast live on Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and Tokpa FM in Benin. In appreciation of artistic contribution during the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends gifts to all performers. For their heartfelt performance, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds to the children. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet, held on May 9, 2009 in the city of Lomé, Togo.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to our beautiful country of Togo, located in West Africa. And thanks to all of you, our honorable guests and respected attendees, for joining this Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference. We would also like to welcome those of you who have tuned in via radio and television.
We are delighted and honored that you have joined us today and set some of your time to learn more about the threat, cause, and most effective solution to curb global warming. We would like to inform everyone that this conference is being broadcast live and globally on Supreme Master Television, as well as LCF, a television station we can view in all major cities across Africa by satellite. Live broadcasting are also streaming by Nana FM, Nostalgie, as well as Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and also Tokpa FM in Benin. A warm welcome to all of you who have joined us near and far.
Today, some of our distinguished guests here include representing the head of state, President of Togo, President Fornia Singbe. We have the Honorable Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, who is the Secretary General to the Presidency. We have also the great honor to have the representative of the Mayor of Lomé, former President of National Assembly, as well as the Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, the representative to the Cameroon community, the respectable naturopath.
We will also like to inform you that a collection of photos from Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Eden on Earth, is on display in the lobby area. This photo will also be an exhibition from the 9th to the 29th of May at Mexico City, at Zapata subway station. We also have The Dog in My Life, as well as The Realization of Health, here at this conference today. Recently, the English version of The Dog in My Life was released in Kenya and is available through Africa House, Inc. They can be contacted in Nairobi at 077 22757. However, before we formally get started, we first have to welcome all of you warmly in a truly Togolese manner. So let's start our event with our very loved performer, Sojaf, who will perform for you the Kamu dance, which is a traditional dance from north of Kodo. So please, let's welcome the Kamu dance.
Banarive, banarive, ayo dancham yo. Banarive, banarive.
Up next, we will have Heliesso, who will perform Unité Universelle for us. Heliesso is also a well-known cultural dancing group from Togo, who has performed in many countries across the globe, such as in Italy, Russia, France, and many countries in Africa. They specially composed the song entitled Unité Universelle for this conference, which means universal unity. May we all unite in love and peace as we enjoy this next performance. Welcome, Heliesso.
That was a very beautiful performance from Ebioso with the Unité Universelle. That was really great. We hope that you all enjoy it. Next, we will welcome again the company Sojaf, who will perform a very beautiful choreography, which is originally from the nomadic people from Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger Desert region. So please welcome the group Sojaf.
Thank you very much to all our performers. That was very beautiful. We are sure that everyone feels very much at home and happy to be here with us in Togo for this Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference.
With this conference, we'll focus on the more important issue touching each of us every day here, which is, of course, the issue of global warming. Many of us are witnessing the impact of global warming, flood, drought, heat wave, and increase in ocean level, all of which seem to be making the news headline on a daily basis recently.
Short of water? One serving of beef uses over 1,200 gallons of water. One serving of chicken uses 330 gallons of water. One complete vegan meal with tofu, rice, and vegetables uses only 98 gallons of water. Veg, go green.
Are we short of food? People in the world are hungry. 923 million people. Grain currently fed to livestock is enough to feed 2 billion people.
I said already 80% of it will be cut almost immediately, and we can see the result in a few weeks. Because if you don't keep breeding more animals, then there are less methane, and if we don't eat meat, then there's no transportation necessary for it, and much less fuel needed, and all these people can be trained to do something else. And there will be less hunger because we will use the agricultural products, cereals, to feed humans instead of feeding more bread animals in the future. So we don't have hunger anymore, and there will be no more war because of hunger. So the effect is immense. Keep multiplying it, and then you know what I mean.
Beef Etch, Go Green.
The hour is late. It's time to decide. I'm quite confident that you will make choice wisely.
In addressing global warming issues, the scientists have made it quite clear.
Climate change as a self-inflicted wound, if you like,
can wipe out the very meager assets.
We have a climate crisis that is a planetary emergency.
We are so, so close to the red line that perhaps we may wake up tomorrow and find that there's nothing to save after all.
We have reached a point where we have a real emergency.
The message should be clear. Climate change must take its place along those threats like conflict, poverty.
Climate change is responsible for conflicts that can only deepen in the future if we don't act as soon as possible.
It's the only thing that I believe has the power to fundamentally end the march of civilization as we know it.
You will have a catastrophe added to another catastrophe.
Climate change means catastrophically violent weather.
Like wildfires and devastation.
Rising sea levels.
Rising food prices.
To the spread of disease.
If the future of the world depended on me, what would I do?
The North Polar ice cap is melting so fast. But what seems to me to be important is that some of the effects we are witnessing now are happening twice as fast as scientists were predicting just 5 years ago.
A report issued earlier this year by the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change concluded both that global temperatures are rising, that this is caused largely by human activities.
And if you look at the fourth assessment report of the IPCC, we've assessed several stabilization scenarios.
In 2010, there could already be as many as 50 million environmentally displaced persons due to climate change, desertification, and deforestation.
Experts tell us that the situation underlying the crisis is not a temporary one.
And it's getting more and more difficult every day.
And there's no guarantee that human civilization can survive.
The doomsday clock of climate change is ticking ever faster towards midnight. We are simply not reacting quickly enough.
Do we need to move faster to answer the question? Yes, we do, because we have less time than we thought we had.
So climate change is obviously going to have a major negative impact.
The scale and the pace of environmental change at the beginning of the 21st century are a serious wake-up call to us as human beings on this planet.
We know without a doubt that global warming is a reality. And the question today is not, is it happening and not is it bad, but what are we going to do about it?
We are all part of the problem of global warming. Let us all be part of the solution.
The challenge you face is to prove to people that you are serious about adaptation to the unavoidable.
Meat production and consumption is hugely intensive in terms of carbon dioxide emissions.
More than all cars, trucks, and ships added together. Unless we change our food choices, nothing else matters, because it is meat that is destroying most of our forests. It's meat that pollutes the waters. It is meat that is creating disease, which leads to all our money being diverted to hospitals. So it's the first choice for anybody who wants to save the earth.
The food we eat and how it's grown and the kind of food we eat matters a lot.
Everything comes
with an environmental price. Beef production in particular.
We consume far too much meat in this world.
The stairs where the climate problem is, our meat consumption.
Something that's harmful even for human health.
We need to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. 我们素食的方式绝对是非常有效的一个方式。
I do eat a lot of vegetarian meals. I think that's something we can all do.
That's one of the easiest ways that we can make an immediate and quite substantial impact.
There are some wonderful environmental benefits in terms of taking a couple of steps lower down the food chain.
And the choice we face is a really simple one, actually.
Just for one day or more than that, become a vegetarian.
Let us approach climate change not simply as a looming future threat, but as a present opportunity to work together.
The time for action is now.
What can I, what can the government do to help? What can you do to help? How can we do this together?
And it's about what we do from this point on and this point forward.
Individuals can take action.
We have to try.
And as individuals, through the choices we make, the purchases we make.
If we once understand this and take the necessary actions, then we actually have a much better situation.
Then if you eat less meat, you will be healthier and so would the planet.
Then there's some kind of realization of individual responsibility to take care of this planet.
Our generation has inherited an incredibly beautiful world, and it's already in our hands whether our children inherit the same world.
That is our duty, so that our children can have a decent quality of life on this planet.
We cannot be anything less than courageous and revolutionary in our approach to tackling climate change.
It's a win-win situation if you eat less meat.
Living in harmony with the natural world is the only way for the future. 6 billion people, one planet, one chance to get it right.
Be wedge, go green, and save our planet.
After witnessing the effect of global warming on the planet, we will probably ask ourselves, what can we do? What exactly is the most effective way to save our planet?
Actually, this question has been answered by many scientists, institutions, and several organizations. For instance, a report released in 2006 by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization, or UNFAO, implied that an animal-free diet is the most effective way to save the planet.
Flesh eating is the number one killer. The United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization reports. Raising animals as livestock is one of the greatest contributors to climate change. Reducing the impact of animal agriculture should rank as one of the top focuses for environmental policy. 18% of all global warming-causing emissions come from animal agriculture, more than all the cars, trucks, boats, airplanes, and trains in the world. Animal waste produces methane, 23 times more potent than emissions from cars and other transportation. Nitrous oxide gas, 296 times more potent than emissions from cars and other transportation. Ammonia emissions contributes to acid rain and acidification of ecosystems. Almost two-thirds of emissions are from livestock. Make good news. Be veg. Go green.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We appreciate your loving presence on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Tuesday for part two of Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet. And now, a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay with us on Supreme Master Television. Farewell, and God bless.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.